Kyle Malin. He's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
You know, you've been taking a lot of time off lately. That's twice in the 2 years that I've been doing the show, Kyle. What's going on?
Getting a little primary burnout, I think, there, you know, with a presidential primary. The candidates finally leave town. I finally get a chance to breathe a little bit.
You know, I was talking with Representative Opsomer in studio. He's coming back because we have some more issues regarding transportation to talk with him about. But he was telling us how a lot of legislators at this point in time will not be on Mackinac Island for the Mackinac Policy Conference because they're going to be in session.
Well, that's always kind of been the rub, is that the Mackinac Policy Conference is usually during session, but, you know, they're actually moving the dates, I think, aren't they? They're moving it a little earlier in the week, and so that more things are going on that Wednesday and the Thursday, mm-hmm. and that's when lawmakers are in session, you know, in the May and that June time. But, you know, that's always kind of a threat, and then you get closer to the date, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's no business on the calendar, and you know, folks end up there anyway, so it may be a little too early to say that they aren't going to be up there for sure.
I think that the quote of the day on the top fold of the MERS newsletter is awesome, because there are shots taken on there that just are unbelievable. I thought it was pretty funny. Today it says they want to bomb Iran, but they're afraid of Rush Limbaugh, and that was Democratic U.S. Congressional candidate Dan Kilday tweaking Republicans at the Michigan Democratic Party endorsement convention. A pretty funny shot.
Yeah, you know, and Dan Kilday is moving toward being the next congressman from the 5th District, which is that Flint Bay City area, and it looks like he's going to take over for his uncle, Dale Kilday, who served, 19 terms, something like that. And, you know, over the weekend we found out that Jim Barsha, who was also a former congressman, former state senator, is not going to be running on the Democratic side. So it just opens it up even further for Dan Kilday. He just had a lot of support, former Genesee County treasurer. And that union crowd, he's gotten all the union endorsements. And so it looks like he's really bottling things up. You know, also that endorsement convention happened. I think the big news is that the Democrats have three people that they're going to run for Supreme Court in the fall. And that's something to pay attention to. You know, the Democrats have a 4-3 minority on that court. And one of their incumbents, Marilyn Kelly, can't run again because she's too old. And so they got to get her seat back, and they got a Connie Kelly, a Wayne County judge, try and get that back, and a Bridget McCormick and Sheila Johnson, a judge out of Southfield, to try and get, you know, ideally all of the spots, but at least two, you know, get Marilyn Kelly's back, and then another one in order to get a majority on the court. That's the goal anyway, and that's why they had the early endorsement convention to help those candidates get ready for the fall.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with that race, because the last time there were elections that involved the Supreme Court, it was ugly, it was nasty, it was dirty.
You know, those elections can get remarkably dirty, but there's a lot at stake at the Supreme Court because that is the final stop on the state side for a lot of the policies that are going through right now. You know, things like the emergency manager law have gotten already the okays from the court, and the pension tax, that already got the okay of the court. I guess the emergency manager hasn't yet, but that's working its way up there. You know, and that pension tax, though, a majority of that got upheld in the Supreme Court. So if you have an idealistic majority on that court, that helps huge. I mean, that is a big backstop right now for Republicans. And as these laws that are being passed by the Republican legislature and signed by Republican Governor Rick Snyder get brought into the court system and work their way up, the Democrats want that majority on the Supreme Court, so maybe they can overturn some of these laws as being unconstitutional or in conflict with other sections of the law.
Boy, the unions and the Democratic Party are urging their supporters to give a call to Governor Snyder, even though the governor said he's not trying to turn Michigan into a right-to-work state. They're trying to make a statement that they're not going to allow the state to take away any more of their power.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, last week's announcement of that ballot petition drive is really kind of just taking all your poker chips and just throwing them right in the middle of the table and saying, here we go. You know, they think that they've got a full House and hoping that the Republicans don't have a four of a kind, because you know what's going on right here is that the Democrats and the unions obviously just been taking it on the chin for about a year and 3 months now and are tired of it. And just getting control back of the House isn't good enough. They want some guarantees in the Constitution that collective bargaining is going to be protected and that this chipping away of their rights as they see it by the emergency manager law and others that have passed, that these things got to be protected and things that they've counted on in the past that have been bargained are being taken away and being taken off the table. So these laws are going. This ballot proposal is going to be on the ballot in November. They'll get the signatures for that. But if it doesn't pass, it's going to be a huge blow for the labor unions because it's going to be seen by right-to-work supporters as a green light for them that the public actually wants right-to-work, and that could be the next step.
All right, what bills are we going to see some action on this week?
Well, I think the unions are going to decry a couple of bills that the governor is going to sign. You know, the one that I think is going to get a lot of attention here is this law that's going to ban graduate research assistants from unionizing, and that relates directly to a case in the University of Michigan. You know, there's an administrative board that's meeting on Tuesday to theoretically decide the results of that case. Governor Snyder signs a bill into law, let's say today, that says that research assistants can't unionize. Well, that already makes the decision for that board, right? So, the organizers in organized labor are very upset about that. And then Governor Snyder is also going to sign this week, presumably, a bill that would not allow school districts to take away or take out of paychecks people's union dues as an administrative expense, even if it's paid back. So that's also going to get folks pretty rattled when Snyder signs that bill as well.
All right. Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Go to the MERS newsletter to find out what's going on, mirsnews.com. Kyle, we'll talk to you later this week. Enjoy your day.
Hey, thanks, Tony. You too.